This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Immigrants in America send a lot of money back home. They're hoping to make life better for their families. And when immigrants pool their money, they often transform entire communities back home. Today, we continue our series about immigrants giving back with a story about Mexicans in the United States. They send an estimated $17 billion home every year. We're going to hear about a group of immigrants who use their money to give the gift of education. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Mexico on the receiving end of this gift. But first, we hear from NPR's Carrie Kahn in Chicago.
In a two-story building known as Casa Michoacan in the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago, Jose Luis Gutierrez proudly shows off the newly renovated house. It's a second home and meeting place for the dozens of civic clubs run by immigrants from the central Mexican state of Michoacan. Gutierrez, who runs the casa, stops at an upstairs wall covered in color photos.
This beautiful church was built in La Purisima. That club spent like $240,000.
Each picture shows a project funded by a Chicago-based club known as a Hometown Association, or HTA. By the time he gets through the wall, he's easily tallied more than $1 million donated by the immigrant clubs.
This school was built in Tarecuato.
While most of the Michoacan HTAs fund capital improvement project, there's one group from the rural town of Indaparapeo that decided to invest in their community's human capital. At a local Mexican restaurant, members from the Indaparapeo group enjoy Mexican music and food. Some of the men own local businesses. The leader, Luis Tovar, works for a local electrical union. He says the group felt strongly that roads and schools should be funded by local officials.
It's a job to fix the streets. It's a job to provide the basic needs for the people in the community, not for us.
He wanted to do something that would have a bigger impact, make more of a change in people's lives. So the men decided to fund scholarships for teens to go to college. The hope is that with an education, the town's youth will have more opportunities and can find work closer to home. Refugio Tovar, Luis's older brother, says if he had had just a few more pesos, he could have continued his studies.
Uno ya se las amañaba, se las arreglaba para irse sin un cinco a la escuela.
I remember getting ready for school in the mornings and not even having 5 cents to ride the bus. I would have to borrow from a friend or trick the driver into letting me ride for free.
Around the table, the men all nod their heads, each remembering their own money woes. It's been 2 years since they started the scholarship program with other Indaparapeo expats from California and North Carolina. Last year, they raised nearly $30,000, now sponsor 47 students. Sitting in the quiet of his office at the local union hall, Luis Tovar reflects more on why he put so much money and effort into the project.
The separation of the families and, you know, it's kind of, it affects you. It affected me.
He says his father had to leave Indaparapeo to work in Chicago before Tovar was born, coming home to visit just 3 weeks every year. When Tovar was a teen, his mother then left to join his dad. Tovar was raised by his older siblings.
When I was going to school, you know, and I see all the other kids with their father and mother, and I felt like I was, you know, something was missing in my life. And, yeah, it affected me.
As soon as he turned 18, Tovar also went north. Only his brother Horacio stayed behind.
Coffee?
At Tovar's suburban Chicago home, his wife Leticia serves up coffee. Married for 18 years, the couple is proud of what they've built together. They send their three children to private school. Their teenager just got braces. But as Tovar shows off pictures of Indaparapeo, he grows nostalgic.
This is the church of our hometown. We used to play inside, and I was like 7, 8, 9 years old. Had a lot of memories.
He says he hopes to keep the scholarship program going for at least 10 years and build a generation in Indaparapeo who won't have to make the journey north. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
I'm Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Indaparapeo, and Market Day in the main square is on Sunday.
I'm standing in front of the church near the stand selling plastic bowls, bootleg records, cheap Chinese toys, pork rinds, and winter coats. Nearby sit old men in cowboy hats meeting to catch up on the week's news. All the town's young people seem to be here too. Girls and boys are eyeing each other flirtatiously as they circle on the cobblestone streets. This is clearly the place to be today.
But there's something else going on.
Antes que nada, pues buenos días a todos ustedes.
A few streets away in this town's cultural center, a group of about 40 young men and women sit in a circle around Horacio Tovar, Luis Tovar's brother who stayed behind in Mexico. Horacio and three of his childhood friends do the hard work of the Grupo Indaparapeo scholarship program. Every Sunday they meet with the students, who range in ages from 16 to their mid-20s, and are drawn from the 25,000 people who live in this area. The scholarship grants 1,500 pesos, about $150 a month, until they complete their advanced studies. The purpose of the weekly gathering is to discuss, among other things, any problems.
Obviamente nos hace falta pagarles, ¿verdad? Pero yo creo que esta semana me buscan.
Tobar explains sheepishly to the students that some of the money he owes the group is delayed again. It's one of the main difficulties of Mexico's program to match migrant remittances 3-to-1. Mexico's government launched 3-to-1 as a way of harnessing remittances for the good of the community. Each dollar spent by an HTA is matched by the local, provincial, and federal governments. But while the money put forward by the association in Chicago is always on time, the matching funds from the government are invariably late.
De hecho, cuando empezamos con nuestro proyecto,
when we started this project, we didn't think about getting involved in the 3-for-1 program. We started with the idea of financing it ourselves and providing 15 scholarships.
Now they provide 47. Tobar says that the idea that they could help more students made the 3-for-1 program attractive. And
we don't believe we can stop migration, but our real objective is for them to study and then serve their country and the community of Indaparapeo.
These students can't take the money and run. While they're on this scholarship, they must do community service, a rarity in Mexico. Some of the students have started a clean water project. Others have helped the municipality survey the number of disabled children in the community. That ended with new facilities being made available for the kids. 23-year-old Felix Briciano Cabello helps his wife to put diapers on his 1-year-old daughter. He is the first member of his family to get a shot at an education. Both his father and mother left school when they were about 8. His 2 older brothers went young to California to work as farmhands. But now he's studying to be an accountant.
When I got married, I stopped going to school. I worked as a brickmaker, and I thought to myself, if I don't get to school again, I'm going to emigrate.
His mother Raquel says she understands the impulse to go.
Here, you only make enough to half eat. All you can do here is make bricks. And the young people here are always thinking of a better life somewhere else.
They are following an example. At least 3 generations of people from Indaparapeo have emigrated to the U.S. Back at the Sunday market, young men recently returned from the U.S. in flashy pickup trucks circle the square drinking beer and playing their music loudly. Some of the younger children look at them enviously. 18-year-old Ignacio Rodriguez is hanging out at the square, but he's one of the Tobar Brothers scholarship students.
Some young people look at these guys and think, I need to go to the United States to get that. But for us now, we see them and think, we need to better ourselves here. Now that we have this opportunity, we need to show them that we too can do great things.
And that'll be music to the Tobar Brothers' ears. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.
Past stories in the Global Return series are at npr.org.